Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the house of Conrad. It's not my show tonight. I forgot. Tonight it's the Rad Reality Talk Show with Alan Golden, and Alan is not here yet. Oh no, Alan, where are you? No, it's not really Alan's show, but I love you, Rennie. If you're gonna listen, I love you. It's the Rad Reality Show, and I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited for the calls tonight. I'm gonna go ahead and pick up one of our first calls. Paul, you're on the line. Say hey, real quick.
Hey, real quick.
Okay. I'm going to pick up, I think it's John. Maybe it's not John. 207.
Yeah, that's just me.
Okay, John, you're here on the line. I know you got a caller calling in. So I'm going to go to our next caller, and I think it's Zach. Zach, I'm going to bring you up. Zach, hey.
Hello. How's everyone?
Okay. Zach and John both got people calling in, so I wanted to get them up on the phone lines. And we're going to be, they're going to sit here with us a little bit. Let's go to our first caller. I'm going to go ahead and skip over to this caller because I want him to come up first. 603, you're up now.
What's good in the hood, people?
Okay. Ben is on the phone line right now.
Ben is calling in
because Ben has somebody, I think, for Alan calling in tonight, right? Alan's late. I should take points away because Alan's late.
He knows what time.
And this is really irritating me because, you know, Alan's always late and everything.
It must be something important because he was so excited to talk with the guest.
I know why, Ryan, if you're interested.
You do. Spill
it. Why is he late?
There was a problem with the ex's car and picking up getting his kids, and he wasn't sure. Apparently her engine blew up and wasn't sure how long it was going to take, and he really, like Ben said, he's going to be here as soon as he possibly can.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, Ben, you're going to fill in for him and and everything, so because we got people on the phone line, and I got to get going on it because there's too many. Oh, here, we got Alan. Let's bring up Alan. Alan.
Hello.
Okay, you're here, okay. I'm going to go to the guests, though, Alan, because I think we got guests that are waiting to
go. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. 415, you're up on the line. Your name and
yeah.
Where you calling from? Or
this is Sylvia Kwan. And I'm calling in for Zach.
Sylvia Kwan.
Survivor PG.
Yes, I know. I was just getting ready to say, I'm going to have to mute Alan. Sorry.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, Sylvia?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
So you were on Fiji Survivor,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's been a couple seasons ago, hasn't it?
It's been three. It's been actually 3 years, so probably. I was season 14, and we just finished season 20, so like 6 seasons ago. A lifetime.
So what have you been doing since Survivor Fiji? Fiji. I knew that.
Well, you know, it's been a real interesting ride because in the first couple of years, or first year or so afterwards, people recognized me. I'm not kidding you, from all over the world. It was just bizarre. Like, I was in the Bahamas, and someone came up to me and said, oh, Kurt, Sylvia from Survivor. And then I'd be in the middle of nowhere in Hawaii, and somebody recognized me. And now it's not so much. It's just the real rabbit fans that remember these very obscure people like me.
You know, you'd be surprised. I've had some, what do you want to call some? I don't like that word. people that were, not on. But
not on that long.
Survivor is a big show, and everyone loves it and everything. Hey, you know what? Thank you for calling in for Zach. Zach, you want to say something real quick to her?
I just want to say hi, Sylvia, and thanks for doing this for me.
Yeah, I got his request yesterday, and I thought, what the heck? The other thing that's going on that's been really interesting is that I just did something on Sunday with Yao Man and and a couple others, like three other survivors from the Bay Area, so five of us did this fundraiser. And I have to tell you that even though I don't think I'm much of a big deal at all because I only lasted 9 days and three tribal councils, what was really interesting is that this was a fundraiser for a food bank for two counties here in Northern California. And they wanted to raise something like, I don't know, $30,000, $50,000 in that one day. And because of the fact that they made it a survivor event, it was really well attended. People gave a lot of money. And, you know, I realized that there is some power in just being this sort of quasi-celebrity, but there's a power in giving back with whatever little bit your 15 minutes of fame or whatever. And I like that. That was cool.
I had Terry on from Survivor.
And
him and Jillian was doing a thing up in the Boston area and of that.
Right.
And he said that people from Survivor has donated so much money. I can't remember the figures and everything, but hey, you know what I want to do? Tonight we're doing these pop-ins, and we're doing this for the contestants. The show is called The Rad Reality Show, and I would love to get a hold of you and do a longer show, with you, like an hour show.
Yeah.
We usually do an hour show. I would love to get back with you and get you on.
Sure.
'Cause I love plugging you guys' events. Like, if I knew you were having that event, I would have definitely had you on before the event, So
mm-hmm.
I would love to have you on again. If you do another event, it's theradrealityshow@gmail.com if you want to write me. Or do you have a Facebook?
Yeah, and Zach got me on Facebook, so Zach knows how to get a hold of me.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of Zach. Or Zach's, help is part of it. So I would love to get you back on. Thank you. And
sure.
Paul, you want to say goodbye?
Hello.
Bye.
Thanks, Sylvia.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Sylvia. Hey, I need to mention something real quick. The switchboard will have a lot of.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
Switchboard will have a lot of people that are just listening to the show because that's how they hear the show. If you're a guest, make sure you push the one and hear the voice that says you are now in the host queue. And if you push number one again, it says you're now off the host queue. Make sure you're in the host queue so we know that you're one of the guests and not just a fan that's listening.
Yeah, I got tons of callers, guys, and we're going to have to – and so be patient because I'm going as fast as we can. So 323, you're on the Rad Reality Show. Your name and where you're calling from.
Wait, is this Ron?
No, this is Alan. My name's Alan.
Alan,
you're on the
Alan
reality
Golden?
Talk show.
Is this Alan Golden?
No, I'm Ron Rad. No, I'm Ron.
Right.
I'm Ron Ready.
That's
I'm messing
right.
with the girl.
That's what I'm at the right place, the Rad Reality Show, darling.
Yes, you're on the Rise show. Let me bring Alan up where you can talk to Alan, because Alan has been having
some issues. Tell me what's going on, please.
Paul, tell her real quick.
What's going on?
Rennie, you are the greatest. Rennie, this is Paul. How you doing, darling?
Oh, could you fill it, make it short and quick? What's going on?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Ron has been doing kind of a game where we have contestants that have to complete tasks, and they get eliminated every week.
Like, brother?
And so the task right now is getting some of you, famous people on the show, and it's kind of like you pop in and say hello for the contestant, and you give them kind of points that way, if you will.
Oh,
so
I
we
see.
Really
okay.
love hearing from our Rennie. You have to come back. We
Wait
miss
a
you.
I'm not going. I didn't go anywhere. Listen. Is there like a block or something? Is somebody on a block?
Yeah, tonight, hey, Rennie, tonight I have so many people that we're going to call in. Like, there's like 100 people calling in maybe, or like at least 20 to 30 maybe, that are calling in for each person. And that's why I was hoping Alan kind of explained that to you, the people. And Alan,
okay,
you
want me to make it quick, okay.
You know what, Rennie, that's okay. Don't listen to him. This is our reality show right now.
Alan, we got 100 callers on the line.
Okay, I'm a person. I'm running. Alan Golden, G-O-L.
There you go, Randy. You go, girl.
Okay.
I love you, sweetheart.
Thanks.
What's up, man?
Thanks so much, Randy, and we'll keep looking.
Bring it. See y'all later. Go, Alan.
Hey, guys, don't forget to vote for her. Don't forget to vote for her.
Bye.
We love you, Rennie.
Bye, Rennie.
Love you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, see y'all later. Bye.
Thanks, Rennie.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, next. Well, let's go to the next one because there's tons of people on this phone line, and I'm going crazy, guys. It's 337. You're up next. Your name and where you're calling from, and this is the Rad Reality Show, and we're crazy tonight. We got a bunch of people calling in for Zach and Alan or John. May I
ask you know what
you're calling in for?
I'm calling up from John. This is Krista from Big Brother 2.
Woo! Oh, God.
John, you just got me. Yes, I'm calling in for John.
Hey, Krista, I'm gonna keep you on for a little bit, but I got one question. Are you ready to go to Vegas?
Oh, my God. More than you possibly know. Are you ready to get naked?
Damn!
Whoa, did you guys just hear it? Krista's going to, okay. Yeah, I'll get naked if you get naked.
I'm definitely going to Vegas now.
So we're all getting naked? I mean, okay.
Okay, yeah, and we'll definitely be there. And Krista, you got anything to push real quick? Because I got tons of people backed up. On
yes,
the
I definitely want to make sure that y'all got my vote for John, so I hope he's not on the block on your game.
Yeah.
I hope it's very interesting. That the callers tonight, I understand you're very packed up, so I'm going to make it short and sweet. I want to make sure everybody, condolences to Nikki. You know, she had a loss in her family. And a special shout out to my manager, Lee, for all her hard work. And I cannot wait to see Michelle and Ron and all of you in Vegas at the Vegas Bash. Thank you so much for all your support. And hit me up on Facebook. It's Krista Stegall. And, well, I don't check my face that much, so go with that, and I'll be more than happy to answer all your questions and call the Rad Reality Show. Ron, best man.
Yeah.
John, drop a boat.
John, say hey to her.
Hey, Krista, thank you. I appreciate it.
John, I need more than that.
I love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay, Krista, love you.
Thank you.
Next, okay, love you.
We're gonna go to the next one. Okay, here's one from 404. 404.
Hello.
Hello.
404.
Yes, it must be you.
Yep.
You're on the Rad Reality Show, and are you calling in for Zach, John, Alan?
No, I'm actually calling for Panther on behalf of Panther.
Panther. Yes. Okay. Cool. We'll, Panther. I don't think she's on the line. I don't see her in the line. So, who are you? And will you? I can't tell the voice. Who are you? I'm trying to think who you are.
My name is Chucky. I am a photographer.
I know who you are, Chucky.
Yeah,
I know who Chucky is. Chucky, you know, I think I've talked to you before. But, hey, Chucky, thank you.
Not on the radio. We talked on Facebook, yes.
Yes. Hey, do me a favor. Do you got anything you really want to plug real quick? Do you got any, like, shows, anything that's going to be coming out soon? Or you got anything working on that you can talk? Oh, Panther says she is on hold.
On my end. I guess on my end, there's not really any shows coming out. We just have a bunch of events that may be coming out soon, but not so much shows.
Yeah, and I know you're a great photographer, because who do you photographer a lot of? Who's one of your homegirls? Come on, you got to spill the bean, because, you know, I love her.
Well, I shoot a lot of, I'm sure you know, Corey Leanne and those
who's
girls.
Who's she? Wait, who's she? No.
Well, she's the one that was on Rock of Love 2, as you may know.
Oh, really? Really? Was
yeah,
she on Rock of Love 2?
Yeah.
You know, I know her, right? You know.
Yeah, yeah. I know, of course, yeah.
Okay. So, Chucky, thank you for calling in. And Panther, you said you're up. Here, let me get Panther up before she can say thank you. Panther, you're there, hon. Panther. I thought I had Panther. No, I hit the wrong one. Panther, you there?
Yeah,
like
I am.
Like under a desk?
Say hey. I got lots of callers.
Okay, hey.
So, Panther, say hey.
Thanks for calling in for me.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay. Okay, we got Chucky from the Atlanta area. He's a great photographer. He's actually photographers, one of my closest buddies, Corey, who I think is maybe calling in tonight. Hey, let's go to this one right now. 323. You're up on the line.
Hey, guys, it's Carissa.
Hey, Carissa.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, you calling in for Alan, John,
yes.
Panther? Or...
Alan, I'm calling.
Hello,
Alan.
Hello. What's up?
Hey, Alan, what's going on?
Thank you for taking the time to call.
Absolutely.
Now, tell us fame, place of fame, and I believe I know. But I want you
this
to tell.
This chick is smoking hot, so much so she's been in magazines.
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
Have you been in a movie, too? Mrs.
Yeah,
T?
I've been in two movies. I got tons of magazines. Right now, I'm in the top 100 semifinals for Maxim Hometown Hotties 2010 competition. I need you all to go online and vote for me. Voting opened up yesterday, and it goes till August 1st, if you go to www.maxim.com, click on Hometown Hotties 2010, and you'll see me number 4 in the first row, Carissa Hollywood, white bikini. You can't miss me. I got a great video on there for you guys to watch, and you can vote for me every day until August 1st.
Every day.
Every
you know
day.
What?
Get
I just
on.
Put a friend request. I just put a friend request in for you, too. So my name is Ron Rakowitz and everything. So make sure you accept me, and I'll get your link and everything, and we'll make sure you push. And I would love to get you back on for a full hour show, too, because I haven't had you on and everything. I would love to have you on and talk maybe more in depth. If we can
yeah, absolutely.
And
I just want to let you guys know, too, I'm sorry. I just want to let you guys know, too, I know you guys are over on the East Coast. I will be there Friday and Saturday, July 2nd and 3rd. I just signed on with Hot Import Nights as a spokesmodel, and I'll be there for two car shows, both on Friday and Saturday up at Epping Speedway in Epping, New Hampshire. So make sure you guys come out, too, and support that. I'll be there signing autographs, taking pictures with all my fans, and if you guys need any more information or want to know anything else that's going on with me, come on out and, you know, support.
That sounds great, and we're really backed up right now. And Krista, we just thank you. Alan, you want to say anything before she has to go? And Ben?
Yeah, thank you, sweetheart, for taking your time out to call on behalf of me. I really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely, and I appreciate you guys having me on. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Carissa Rosario, MySpace, and Twitter is Miss Carissa R. So follow me, and you'll know everything that's going on. And thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah, and I'm going to hook you up. I want you to get back on here as soon as possible. We can do it, okay? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
you, guys
in.
So much for having me.
You.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thanks
bye-bye.
To you, baby.
Thanks, Carissa.
Okay. Let's go to the next one up on the line. And, man, if you haven't pushed one and you want to talk to the host, please do that because it's the best way to do it. I'm trying to do it, so I'm just want to let you guys know. Let's go to this person. 603, name, where are you calling from? And you just dropped off. Let's go to the next one. Oh, man, this phone line is already going crazy. 678.
Hello?
Hello, your name and where you're calling from and who you're calling for. This is the Red Reality Show. What?
Name is Tyrell Williams. I'm calling from Georgia. I'm calling behalf of the Panther.
Tyrone, hey, how are you doing tonight? What is your name to fame? What's your name to fame?
Say that again.
Panther.
Panther.
You there, Panther? You want to say hey? Panther.
I think she's having problems with her phone again.
Okay.
Hey, Tyrone, this is Paul. I'm not familiar with you. What show have you been on? Or tell us a little bit about yourself. Where will we know you from?
Well, I'm a talent scout in the music industry. I have my own management company, Volume Management. I manage models and songwriters. I have worked with Neo. I have worked with Grant Hustle. I have worked with a lot of people in the hip-hop industry.
Right on. Thank you for taking your time out to call us, Tyrone. We appreciate it.
I got an artist right now, Milo.
Hey, are you friends with Corey?
Yes, I'm friends with Corey. Corey and Lindy.
Okay, that's what I... Yes, so, hey, thank you for taking your time out and calling in, and we'll get Panther her points. And thank you for taking your time out tonight, okay?
I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Man, guys, I'm going to take a quick second break and thank you guys for picking it up. I had to drop the phone for a second. We're going to take a break. We're going to go on because we got one more caller, and I think I'm going to go ahead and pick this one up because I don't know who I don't know if they're calling in. Unknown number, you would like to talk, or are you just listening in? 000. Okay, they must be just listening in. I wanted to make sure because I know some people are calling in. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah. If you are blocking your phone number or you are blocked, please listen for unknown numbers and everything. So let me go to the next caller. 404. Your name, where you're calling from, you're on the Rad Reality Show, and tell us a little bit about yourself because this place is going crazy tonight. And who are you calling for? Hello, 404.
404 is in Georgia. If you're trying to talk, go ahead. It's your turn.
404. Okay, I'm going to hang, and I'm just going to have to do that, guys. Okay, so I think we got the line clean for right this second because everyone else is just listening in. Okay.
All right, I will, in case these people have just called in and didn't hear me talk about it earlier, there are lots of people that call on the telephone just to listen to the show because they don't have the internet or they're in their car or whatever. If you're calling in as a guest, you need to press 1, and you'll hear somebody say, you're now in the host queue. If you press 1 again, it takes you out, and it'll say you're now off the host queue. So if you're calling in for somebody, make sure you press 1 so Ron knows that you're not just a listener, but you're a guest.
Right, and that's one thing we're having a little issue with tonight. I'm getting lots of, you know, and – listeners tonight and people that are just listening into the conversation and the show and everything. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm just going to do something real quick, and hope you guys, you know, join this tonight. We kind of, everyone has got pushed one, but one, I'm going to be right back with you right after this quick break. And Alan and Panther and John and Zach, you guys are doing a great job. Just keep it. We'll keep it up. And I'm looking for something real quick. Here we go. We'll be right back.
What's up? It's your girl Corey Leanne from Gracie Vane and Rock of Love 2, and you're listening to my best friend Ron Rad on the Rad Reality Show.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller. We do have another caller, and I'm hoping this time they will talk and everything. Let's do it. 404, your name and where you're calling from. You're on the Rad Reality Show, and who are you calling in for?
I am calling in for Panther because she is the hottest. And
you have the worst phone in the world.
And first, what? Excuse me, this is the first time me calling. And when I call,
okay? You ain't a first-time caller, and you're sure not. I'm just joking. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marilyn, this is Paul. You don't know how much I love you, Marilyn.
Come back from the dead to visit us on Rad Reality Show. That is hot.
I think that I was on that stupid show, Rock of Love 2. Everybody keeps telling me this, but I guess I was on it. I'm also on another thing, ATL, Social Nightlife or Social Light or something. I don't remember.
Did that start yet, Corey?
What?
I said, did that start yet?
Oh, it's all done. It's wrapped up. We don't know who won yet. We'll figure it out in, the next couple weeks. So,
what is your another thing to fame? There's another thing to fame that you're really famous for.
Yeah.
Let me do this real quick.
There's a couple things. I was on WWF.
No.
He's
other
wanting
thing
you
that
to
you're
talk
really...
about him.
Huh?
No. She knows what I'm talking about. The other thing, the fame that you are famous for, what do you do?
Thing.
What are you doing right now? What is that? I mean, your music career?
I don't even know what song that was, but I'm actually in a band called Graciously Vain.
So, okay. Hey, guys, you know it's Corey, and anybody that listens to my show knows that she was sent here from heaven above. And that, what was Vicky's line in the thing? That, I'm so glad to have her in my life, and blah, blah, blah. And when Vicky read that stupid poem, I cried because of her and everything. Aww. So, Corey, you know I love you. So, thank you for calling in for Panther. And,
okay, wait, I have two more. Hold on. Yo, what's up?
What's up? And are you Wendy, her evil twin?
Oh, great. So you're going to introduce me. Why can't I introduce myself?
No, she ain't the evil twin. She's the hot twin.
Who are you calling in for?
She's calling in for me.
Alan.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm calling because she's fresh, isn't it?
You said what? Because Alan over laughed you.
Yeah, you know what? When I'm talking, y'all just need to chill for a minute so y'all can hear me. Because seriously, don't interrupt me. But anyway,
okay,
shout out to Graciously Vain.
Yeah!
Y'all be hearing our shit too.
I know.
This is Wendy from Graciously Vain. Now, this is where you play my song real quick, or a little piece.
Well, I already did that, and I need to move on to the next caller, Wendy.
Another...
Do we have another person over there that needs to give a shout out to?
Yeah. Hold on, here she is. But peace out, y'all. Be looking out for us. GB3, Graciously Vain. Aye.
And if you guys haven't seen our hot picture,
what's up?
Hey, now, tell us your name. Tell your name.
I'm calling for Panther because she is the best, and I want to give a shout out. So,
who are you
going to give a shout out to? I
want to give a shout out to Panther. Oh, Panther, say hey to
y'all.
Hello. While you're there.
And guess what? I am the new member of GV3, so you will be seeing my face soon.
Cool, and that's awesome.
As we get into our shoot tomorrow, nice chatting with y'all.
Thank you. And we'll have to get you on our show because... Corey, you're going to have to get her come on the show with me one day.
No doubt. That's already in the works.
But we're actually so, in the studio right now, so we want to do this real quick, but we gotta hit y'all up later. So, but it was nice talking to y'all.
Bye.
Thank you. Corey.
Okay, guys, we got our next caller too.
All right,
love you guys.
Bye.
You guys, Graciously Vain. Their music rocks, and you guys know I overplay their song to death. So,
bye.
Peace
guys.
Out.
Bye bye.
Okay, next caller 248. Your name and where you're calling from, and who are you calling for? And the Rad, this is the Rad Reality Show, and I'm getting what a show.
Hello.
248. Hello.
Yes.
What's your
I'm
name and where you calling
Zach
from?
Faulkner. Zach Faulkner.
You're calling for Zach. Okay. What's your name? I didn't hear it. If I did.
This is Mike Goopin from Survivor of the Australian Outback.
Nice.
Oh my
right
God.
On.
You know what? I've been wanting to get you on the show for a longest time, and I've been meaning to write you. There was one time I had a letter wrote to you in your Facebook, and my computer crashed and everything, and I've been wanting to have you. I'm so glad you called in, because you got a book out, don't you, just recently?
I did.
So you want to talk about your book real quick?
Sure. There is three business authors. One of them, Stephen Covey, who wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Brian Tracy, and Ken Blanchard, and they were writing a book called Discovering Your Inner Strength. They heard me speak at a conference. I do a lot of speaking, and they asked me to write three chapters in this book. So I co-authored this book with those three guys, and it's a really neat book called Discovering Your Inner Strength. And it's really the first book where the subject of Survivor has ever been broached in written form before.
That's so cool. And I'm going to have to find a copy of that. And I really do want to get you back on the show. Tonight it's like a pop in to give these guys the points. We've been doing this game because we're the winner of the game gets the tickets to go to Vegas for a Vegas Bash called the Live at the Studios Vegas Bash. And you just helped Zach. But I would love to get you, I'm going to write you. My name is Ron Rad. My Facebook is Ron Rakowitz. I think but I want to get you on the show again for a full time interview, because I definitely have some more questions for you about the time on Survivor, but after Survivor too, because I see that you've done a lot after Survivor, and I know you do lots of charity work, and I would love to have you, Michael.
Yeah, I'd love to do it, Ron. I'd love to do it. I know who you are. In fact, I'm looking at your face right now with your Chicago Cubs hat. No, Bears.
It's actually the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears. It's my Bears hat. But, hey, Michael, thank you for calling in. And now you are a wild point. He got wild points for that. Definitely wow. So, thank you.
Hey, no problem,
Zach,
Ron.
Do you
want
to say hey to him?
Sure. Hey, Zach, I hope you win, brother.
Hey, thanks for calling in for me, Mike. You're awesome.
Hey, you bet, man. You bet. I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, and if you guys don't remember, Michael actually was the one that had to be carted out because of falling into the fire and everything. So that's one reason I want to get him on the show to talk more about that and everything. So I definitely am excited that you called in tonight. Thank you.
We'll definitely do that, Ron. We'll definitely do that. Take care, Zach.
Okay.
Talk to you too.
Man, we got more callers, and they keep on coming and keep on coming. 540, you're up next. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Tracy from Micronesia, season 16. Hey, Zach, I was going to say hi to Mike, but he dropped off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Tracy,
No worries. How's it going?
I know Tracy.
You know Tracy. How's it going?
I'm doing okay. Zach asked you to come on the show.
He did.
And we are thinking. And for once, I can say I know somebody, because tonight's been crazy. We're doing this contest. You should come out to Vegas. You need to get a hold of Nikki. She's on the BB Hour, the Live at the Studios Vegas Bash.
Yeah.
It's in September, and there's a bunch of Survivor and a bunch of Big Brother and the Real World people are going to be there, and so what you doing out there? We have to plug something real quick. How's your daughter's band doing?
She's got a new single that's going to be released. It's all, we're waiting for iTunes now. We'll actually start filming the video, working with a pretty awesome crew that's very popular. They've done some work with, well, they've actually done the video with Michael Jackson, Nine Inch Nails, and Dave Matthews. And so the crew is going to be starting to film the video tomorrow. I know, it's crazy. Her new single is going to be called Crazy, and it's like nothing you've ever heard. It's my little baby girl. I can't believe it. She's getting lots of hits. She seems to be quite popular in Tel Aviv and Australia, and she keeps me really busy. So
hey, somebody in the chat room got Tracy one word: fine.
I know.
His name is Mr. No Pants. I don't know if he wanted to give him a shout out because he has no pants on, but he just I just had to say that. Zach, do you want to say hey to her?
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Tracy.
Oh, you got it, Zach. I kept my promise. I told you that I would do it, and I'm glad. I always love Ron and his show. He's so great to survivors, and being a survivor, you know, cast away, anything for your radio station, Ron. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. Thank you. And we'll get you back on the show. I know how I get a hold of you and everything, so thank you.
And you guys have a great evening.
You too, Tracy.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye, Tracy.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I need a breather, but there's so many people, and I don't want people to wait. So, hey, Paul, I'm going to let you – or no, Alan, you're on the phone line.
Yeah.
I want you to do your thing. 503.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome.
Me?
That's you. What's up?
Okay. Are you sure it's me?
This is all you right now. Welcome to the Al Reality Show. State your name, who you're calling for, and your claim to fame.
It's really the rad reality show. It's the rad
reality
show.
I am calling for Zach. And
hang up. We don't want to hear that.
Hopefully he's ahead in the polls.
Right now he is. Bring him out.
Good.
So,
my show is Survivor.
Okay. Say your name again. I missed it. And then.
I haven't said my name. I'm going to see if you can guess who this is. All right. My show is Survivor. I was on with Russell Hantz, and I was his nemesis.
Wow. Who was
it? Wait, no. Season 19, before he went to Heroes Villains. Season 19.
Oh, I know. Give me a second. Who is the it's not Ashley, because...
Careful.
Nikki!
This is Laura. No, this is Laura from Survivor Samoa, season 19.
Oh,
You know what? Laura, right quick, I would like for you to give a shout-out to Lana in the chat room because she dished you right before anybody else said anything.
Yeah,
so
good job,
holler
Lana.
Holler at Lana right quick.
Hey,
good job, Lana.
I get so confused. Big Brother and Survivor and these amazing races, you guys have too many seasons and there's so many names. Man, I can get
well, let me help you out. We're the ones that look like we're waifed and skinny and starved and have no food. Big Brothers are the ones that are in the house with beds and showers.
They have to eat slop, though. What about the amazing race? Okay, I'm just joking. But, hey, Laura, we're definitely going to have to get you on the show again. Because I love to have more time with you and everything, but we have lots of phone. And thank you for calling in for Zach. And
no problem. All right, Zach. Have a great day.
Wait. I got one question.
Right, you too, Laura.
Do you have anything coming up real quick? Do you have anything coming up that you want to plug real quick?
You know what? I speak around the States. I'm in women's ministry, so it's kind of a different field than the Hollywood. So if any local churches, that's what I do. My heart is for women's ministry. So
that's awesome. I love that.
Great. So, okay, Zach, well, have a great night and good luck.
All right, thanks. And thanks for calling
in. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Laura. That was a fun one. I like that. I totally got stumped on that one. I'm definitely going to say. And, Zach, you're rocking it over there, boy. I didn't mean that because my head is like spinning. There's so many calls, and you guys have done just like killed me. And we still got to do this Thursday. You guys better. Oh my gosh, 270. your name and where you're calling from. This is the Rad Reality Show, not the Alan Reality Show. your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. I'm calling from Indianapolis. Well, hello, Indianapolis. How are you today?
Hey.
I just don't know who that girl was saying that she's Rupert or Russell's biggest adversary, because that's me. I hate that guy.
I know who you are.
You
I know who he is.
Who do you think Rupert is?
This is Rupert.
And
how was it? I got a question for you. How was it to fight Johnny Fairplay? Are you going? Or when do you fight Johnny Fairplay?
You know, that little snake's got me involved in this wrestling business now up in Canada. It's very fun. I don't. Have you seen this? Will we fight?
Yeah, Jesse's in it, right? Hey,
yeah,
I gotta play a clip for you. I gotta play a clip for you, okay? I have to take a moment out for you just because I have to do this real quick. And sorry for the people that are in here.
Oh, that's right. It's the house guest from Season 10 and Season 11, the person America loves to hate, number one in your programs and number two in your hearts. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Goddard.
Oh,
Rad Reality Show.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about that, Rupert? What do you think about that?
What was that?
Rupert, you need to kick this.
Hey,
what?
You called in for Zach, right? You called in for Zach, right? Or Alan?
I actually called in for my buddy John Crocker.
Wow.
John! Oh, my gosh. John, you just...
Wow.
John,
hi, John.
Oh, wow.
That was a shock for you, wasn't it?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Ripper, I'm definitely going to have to get a hold of you again and get you on because I definitely want to have a full time with you, not just a run-by.
Thanks, Rupert.
So,
nice.
I'm
gonna thanks
to,
so much. Okay.
Thank you.
For your time, Rupert.
Wait, before you go, plug your charity. Plug your charity. I don't want to forget your charity.
Rupertskids.com. Go check it out. We always need donations. We're doing great things right now in the city of Indy.
Thank you. Thank you, Rupert. You just gave me a biggest smile, and this has been awesome.
Rupert, you're the man.
The Rad Reality Show. Thank you. Guys, take goodbye to him, guys, because I know you guys want to say.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow. Cool. Cool is not the word. That is a huge guess.
Okay,
and
that was hot?
That was a huge guess. I mean, and I had to play the Jesse clip for him.
Good job on that one.
Okay. 714, let's go to you next. 714, huge. You're on the Rad Reality Show, and your name, the show you're on, or the thing you
I
do.
I am calling in for Alan.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm calling in for Alan. I'm from Southern California. It is freezing out here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm hanging up on you. I know who you are. This is a Twilight fanatic.
All right, guys. I enjoyed listening to Rupert, though. You guys have fun. I got to go. I don't want to take up your time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Alan. Yeah, whatever. I knew who that was. 417, you're up on the Rad Reality Show.
Me?
Yes, you.
It's all you.
How are you doing? 417.
Missouri.
Hello, hello. Hello?
Oh, he got kicked.
Oh, there they went.
Okay. I think this
They were calling for me anyways.
Man, guys, I think this person right here is just, there's a person. If you are unknown, if you blocked your number and you're listening, and you wanted to talk, push 1, please. Oh, wait, here, 417's back. 417.
Hello?
417? Yes.
Can you talk to Laura or Jordan or anything from Big Brother?
That is cute! I love it. Yeah, let's talk to somebody who counts, huh? Yeah, you tell them, little man.
Okay, so who are you?
Why do you need to know that?
Wow.
Wow. Paul, I'll let you take this one.
Yeah, Paul.
All right. I want to hear who...
Is Rupert there?
Rupert is here in spirit only.
What?
You done missed Rupert. Who else would you like to talk to?
What about Rennie?
Well, Rennie's done hung up too.
I'm Rennie! I'm just joking.
Is Rennie here?
No, but
she was here.
You asked.
Who's all there?
You've got Alan, and nobody else matters. Say it's all right. What's up?
Let me talk to Alan.
You're talking. You just asked me a question.
What about Alan?
I'm here.
Why does Rennie have the number in your caller?
Why does Rennie have the number on Facebook to call it? Because I called it. It was off. She has it on Facebook.
Oh, she was a little bit confused about what the show is about. I'll tell you what it is. We have like 25 to 30 stars that are calling in.
Are you sure you weren't confused?
Say what?
No, I know what I'm doing here.
Okay.
I'm positive I wasn't confused.
To somebody.
Is anyone from Big Brother?
Is any from Big Brother or Survivor there?
They were here. We've had lots of people. We've had Rupert. We've had Michael. We've had Laura. We had. No.
Nope. Where'd he go?
Who?
Rupert.
He went bye bye.
Yeah, I lost him on Survivor.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day or night.
Talk to somebody. You're not leaving.
Well, thank you for ending that, Ron.
Well, here's the
poor guy.
For anybody listening, we know that maybe some of these guests will call in and try to mask their voice or play a little prank with us, so we don't want to hang up too quickly. And for those that didn't know, Rennie thought that she was going to be on a different show for a longer period of time, and she advertised on her Facebook to call in and ask for questions. So apparently this kid thought that was the case.
Rennie wanted to call in on the Al reality show.
Yeah. Yeah, the Al reality show. That's so funny. Ha, 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 ha. Let's do this. Let's do this real quick. What?
Alan. Alan.
Yeah.
Are you going to have Jeff and Jordan on your show?
I sure am. Because Ron can't do it.
Wait. I've had Jeff and Jordan on my show.
Yeah, he did. He did. You got to give props. He did.
Hey, this is April from season Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with the sexy Ron.
It doesn't say the Al Reality Show, and she said I'm sexy. So just to let you guys know, this is the Rad Reality Show, and you're listening to that. You're not listening to and I'm so sorry that Rennie messed up with that. And I love her, Rennie. I love you. Let's vote for her on the
Oprah's
thing.
Own.
You know?
Hey, Ron,
okay,
no. Did you say you had someone that was a blocked number on the panel?
Yeah, there is, and I keep on picking them up, and they're not talking to it. 000, I'm going to pick you up again. Let's see if we can how are you doing tonight? You got your number blocked?
Hello.
We have a switchboard number that is showing that you have blocked your caller ID. And so we're picking you up, but you're going to have to say something. If you're a guest waiting,
I'm moving
on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you. What's up?
Hi. This is Mojo. I'm calling for John Crocker.
Mojo?
Yes.
How are you doing tonight? And
I'm great.
Can you tell us your name to fame?
My name is
This is the reality blog talk show, right? I'm on the right one.
Yeah, you're on the right one. I'm letting you guys say it. For
Your claim to fame. What show do we know you on, Mojo?
Well, people might know me from a reality show called Joe Millionaire on Fox. Yeah, and we got to live in Paris in a castle for a month, and I made the final four of the 20 girls. And then since then, I've been on a few reality TV shows called Millionaire Matchmaker on Bravo just recently, and Eliminate, so a few dating shows.
Did you?
That's awesome.
Hey, Mojo,
yeah.
I did see Joe Millionaire, and I have seen
Me
the
too.
Bravo show. Did she hook you up with a millionaire or not?
I'm a millionaire, baby.
There you go.
That's awesome.
If you got it, fall it, right?
Hey, we have another celebrity here for John Crocker also. It's my writing business partner who is also an actress. Her name is Jilly Real.
Hello.
Whoa. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
You're on the Rad Reality Show, and I'm I would love to hear what have you acted in. Let's hear a little bit about your career.
Well, I have a film coming out through Universal Pictures this fall called Hole in One. It's kind of like Caddyshack meets American Pie.
Cool.
So I have Tiger Woods to thank for that movie getting picked up.
Congrats.
Well, cool.
We're actually both writing a movie right now as well. We're both writing a spiritual comedy, so we wanted to give that a little shout out for you guys to.
Oh, I like the concept.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, stay tuned
for our feature film. It's called Lost and Angelless.
Oh,
and you are on the right show. This is the Rad Reality Show, and I do want to get you back on the show. Tonight we're doing they're trying to win tickets to go to Vegas for the Vegas Bash that's happening on live at the studio. It's called the Vegas Bash, and I do thank you for calling, and I would love to get you back on the show sometime where
thanks,
we can do
please.
A little bit more longer interview, because, like, tonight is more
okay,
of a
great.
Pop-in and say, and
thank
and
you.
Everything, so I would love to
hi.
Hope I can hook you up. Are you on Facebook? Is that the best place to find
of
you?
Course.
Can John give me?
Of course.
Or give
you
me
can find your Mojo on Facebook, yes.
Thank you.
Well, and
okay.
I can't wait to see more about the movie. Thank you. John,
right.
You want to say
thanks.
Goodbye?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay.
Right on.
6:30. I know who this is. I know who this is. And are you calling in for Alan? Are you calling in for
yes, him? I am calling in tonight for Mr. Alan Golden so that he can win this awesome contest that you're hosting tonight for the Vegas Bash.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
So
wait, that's
yes.
What I'm talking about
have
right there.
Have we said it? It is the one and only from season 8 of Big Brother, the storyteller, Joe.
Woo! Yeah! How's everybody doing tonight?
Even better now.
Hey,
Alan, you have all
this. I'll be honest with you, Joe. I'm about ready to have a heart attack over here. I have a bad heart, and this phone line just keeps on going off and off. And we've had some – I can't even tell you how many people we've had already. We've had Rupert. We've had Michael from –
Oh, wow.
We've had a – man, I've lost track. I'm going to have to go through this show, the whole show, and listen.
Yeah, you're going to have to re-listen to it all just to identify everybody. Well, anyone who doesn't say specifically who they're for, that was part of Alan's strategy. So whoever doesn't specifically state a name, they're there, obviously, for Alan Golden.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go.
I'm super excited for Vegas this year. It's going to be bigger than it's ever been. Each year just keeps getting bigger and better, so it's going to be really awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait because I'm going to Vegas. Woohoo! I got my.
Woo! I'm so excited. I'm very excited to finally meet you in person.
Hey,
yeah,
Joe.
You know what? Krista already told me I'm getting naked, so you're going to see a naked Ron someday.
Perfect.
So.
Boom. I'll make sure to bring my camera.
No cameras. I better lose some pounds too, because I'm not going to like it until I get a little bit more.
Okay, well, summertime, time to sweat it off. Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much. I just want to call in. You got a great show. I want to say thanks so much, and good luck to Alan. I really hope we pull through for you tonight, buddy.
Are you gonna wait?
No, you're
I got
the
one
shit.
Question for you.
I appreciate it.
I got one more question, Joe.
Sure.
Big Brother? Are you gonna be watching?
Of course. I haven't missed an episode of Big Brother since season 2. I definitely will be watching. I'm really excited. They didn't release the cast officially yet, did they?
Tomorrow.
No, it's
going to
be in the
morning. I can't say anything. But tomorrow, it's going to be pretty exciting. I think we're going to see maybe some familiar faces, and I think they've already kind of leaked the twist a little bit. This is going to be a really awesome season. I'm really looking forward to it.
Russell?
I don't know. No comment. Has anyone contacted him? Has anyone been watching his Facebook? Because he updates pretty often. So it's kind of a telltale sign if somebody who updates pretty frequently suddenly dropped off.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Maybe I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to check in.
Yeah, check it out. Well, thanks you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks for support.
To get you back on during the season.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much.
Value of the man.
Joe is awesome. Alan, you got a little points there. Oh, shoot. Okay. Actually, okay with that one going.
Hello.
641. You're up next on the Rad Reality Show.
Cool. I'm calling in for Zach Faulkner.
Yes, and what's your name and your claim to fame?
Well, my claim to fame is very short. I was on a reality show called Survivor, and let's see. I'm not going to tell you who I am. You guys have to guess who I am.
Ooh, I have to guess again.
Okay,
I was a runner-up.
Runner-up.
Well, I was on one of the Survivor seasons. Let's see, I was a runner-up. I'm short. I'm married. Let's see, and Bob Crowley is one of my good friends.
Who?
Bob Crowley.
Oh, man. I got Google.
I like sugar in my coffee.
You like sugar in your coffee?
Yeah.
Huh. You like sugar in your coffee?
And I love to build cards. I love to build houses and stuff like that with cards.
Wait, anybody going to help me, guys? Or is this Sue?
How about Sue?
This is Susie.
Yeah.
Susie. Survivor Gabon. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I'm having a crazy night.
I bet you are.
So many. My head is just spinning around because we've had Rupert, we've had Michael, we've had a bunch of survivors already. Tracy. I've lost track of them.
Laura.
Hey,
Laura, Susie.
Yeah, we've had.
Susie, Tom the North Star in the chat room is the first one to get you right, so just send a quick shout to Tom.
Hi, Tom. How's it going, Tom? You know
there
what?
There you go.
Hey,
this is way
I'm gonna
fun calling.
Hey, I got a question. I'm definitely going to have to get you back on the show sometime to do a longer interview because we're doing the pop-in shows tonight and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to have to get you back on, Sue, and you can talk about the whole season of Gabon.
No problem.
And,
you know what? I'll just tell you right now. Call me Susie, though.
Oh, Susie.
Susie's a little bit more snappier, and I like that. I like that better than just Sue.
Well, thank you. Have your swagger, don't you?
People might think I'm Sue from Survivor Borneo. I'm just not.
Oh, no.
No.
Hey, I got one question, quick question.
You bet.
What are you doing? Are you doing anything that you want to plug before you go?
I do. You know what? I got a big event coming up July the 17th here in Iowa. We're calling it Survivor Iowa 2010. And I do have some survivors coming out to help me fundraise for the high school music department and the high school cross-country teams. So I'm really excited about that. I have this community of mine is very small, so we're like 7,000 people. But it's amazing how much money they've given me to sponsor this event. So it's not – I wish I had more. I wish I could have more of my survivor friends come, but I got a good handful, so I'm really excited
Have you gotten a hold of Ashley Traynor in Minneapolis?
I've called her and talked to her, and she's going to call me back. So I'm just hoping to hear from her, and I hope that she, you know, rides my train and comes, and we'll have a really good time here in the Midwest.
Susie is actually a sweetheart.
Susie, wait.
Yeah.
I have one. I want before we go, because I think we have a person that you might know on the phone line. Okay.
Okay.
207. You're there, and can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. 207.
Her name is Susie Q.
Oh, I missed this. This is a guy that he's real tall and he likes to wear bow ties.
And
oh my God.
And,
That is
it's
not
it's,
Bob.
Is it Bob? Is it my buddy Bob?
Hey,
it's
Susie.
Bob.
Susie Kim is not Bob.
It's not Bob.
It's Bob.
It is Bob. I knew it.
Is that Bob?
Right?
Yes.
It's Bob.
How you doing,
Bob?
How you doing, Bob? Bob's coming to Iowa. Bob's coming to Iowa.
You bet. I'm going out to help Susie. She's an absolute doll. She deserves everybody's help. And if everybody can go, if you can't help the Red Cross, which I plug for, you might as well plug for Susie.
That's
you know what,
right,
Bob? I need to apologize to you, sir. I need to go change my drawers because I literally just on myself, okay?
That sounds kind of messy. That sounds kind of messy.
Hey, wait.
Bob?
Bob, who are you calling in for?
John.
John Crocker.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling back.
John, no, I'm calling in for Zach. I'm calling in for Zach.
Yeah.
I'm calling in for Alan.
Well, Alan's been trying to take my plug all day. And he didn't mean to even. And my name is Ron Rad, and you're on the Rad Reality Show. And you know what I would love to do? Can I ask you guys real quick? I would love to do this within the next couple weeks, too. Can I get both of you guys on the show together one time and maybe talk about, you know, your guys' season, and we can talk about your guys' charity, maybe before your event in Iowa?
That'd be awesome.
And Bobby, I would love to do it, and we can do a good big hour of you guys and catch up with you guys and everything. Because tonight
we can,
it's like...
We need to think about this, don't we, Bob? I don't know if we should be so kind.
That'd
be awesome.
Now I'm going to cry. I cried
last
week on my show.
Oh, don't cry.
Go ahead, John.
How are you going to make me cry
John
tonight?
John, you had something to say?
Well, Bob was the one I was talking about that was trying to call from an airport last night. So it was really nice of him to call back tonight. I appreciate it.
Very
Bob's
nice.
A nice guy.
Bob's a nice guy. Bob, I'm really sorry about the whole thing, because I think what happened is my phone cut out, and then I had to call back in, and the switchboard kind of...
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Cutting you off. You're getting
so
cut
anyway,
off, Bob.
Cutting you. Yo.
Bob, I'll see you in a couple weeks.
We'll talk more.
Hey,
is the corn ready out there? I don't want to go all the way to Iowa and not have a good ear of corn.
Hey, and you know what? The corn is ready there for you, buddy. I'm telling you, we're going to have some Iowa sweet corn like no other.
Corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
You know, one of the things they never showed on the show was Susie refused. We were starving. I mean, we were hungry and well, and Susie would not eat the corn. It wasn't that good, but she used to give the corn to me. That's why I gained weight on the show.
Anybody can gain weight on hog feed.
I could help you out, Susie. I know you lost a little weight, and I gained the weight eating your hog feed. She couldn't eat it.
Hey, the Iowa corn is, I don't care, it's just like the best corn ever on earth. They need me to do a commercial for them because I love the Iowa sweet corn. You're gonna get it this time, buddy. When you come, you're gonna really love it. I can't wait,
Susie,
to see you guys.
This is Paul. I may have missed where in Iowa. I actually do live in Minneapolis. What town in Iowa is the event at?
The event is actually in Floyd, Iowa, which is 5 miles right outside of Charles City. So Charles City is where things will be happening, but Floyd Community Center is a very small town, like 400 people, but we're having it at a really nice big center there. So I'm excited. If you're in Minneapolis, you're just straight south of us. So you have to come down.
Oh, I'm straight north of you, dear.
I mean, well, you're straight north of us. I mean, you need to come down south. Leave me alone. I'm not very good with directions.
That's okay. Have you avoided all the tornadoes that have been hitting this past week?
God, yeah, we really have. But actually, towns around us have been hit. Like Albert Lee there in Minnesota got some tornadoes, but I don't think it did too much damage other than out in the fields and stuff like that. And we were down in Dallas, Iowa, and they got some nasty flooding and some it's just been icky. We've avoided it, so we've been lucky.
Okay, Ron is back on. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. I have Vonage, and if your internet pops off, my phone pops off, and it kills me.
Oh, so you're dead.
Hey,
right. You are a freak.
Hey.
I love you. I love you right now. You're more sarcastic as I am.
Hey, you
got to
have fun. Life's just too short.
Yeah,
guys.
I know. I'm playing with you.
I'm playing with
Bob
you, too.
Still here?
Is Bob still here too?
Susie, you didn't hear me when I said I called in and I could hear you guys talking, and then you came on, Susie, and I said to Peg, "Oh my gosh, if Susie's on here, I'll never be able to get on the show because she's not."
I don't know. You, looks to me, it sounds to me like you're doing a pretty good job of cutting in.
This is true. This is true. Shay on that.
This is
awesome.
I'm glad.
I'm so glad you guys both. And I really do want to book you guys together. I would love, you know, to do it because I think it'd be kind of fun to have both you guys at the same time.
We were like a married. We were like a married couple out there, weren't we, Bob?
Oh, no, no, your husband's off and he's got a gun. We were not like married couples, and my wife is sitting. We're like neighbors.
Hey, we can't tell secrets. We can't be discussing those kind of things.
This is good.
I just have to say, Bob, you were awesome that season, and I really, it was funny. I just loved watching that season and everything. And
hey, Bob, I saw you at the.
I want to know how many bow ties do you really have?
A lot.
Actually, I've got a lot.
He's bringing some to Iowa. That's all I know.
I always wore bow ties, and I'm bringing two a day for when I'm in Iowa, just so I can change.
Hey, right. I like
that's
that
awesome.
Idea.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to move on. And
all right.
I'm going to get a hold of both of you guys very soon to
thanks,
get you guys back on the show. And thank you, Bob, and thank you, Susie. Is
thank
that better?
You, no problem. Yeah, I like that, Susie. Doesn't that sound sweet, really?
Thank you, Susie,
so
for calling in.
Hey,
yeah, thank
Bobby,
you guys.
See you in Iowa. And thank you guys for having us, calling us. This is awesome. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling for me, too.
Say hi to Peg, Bob. See you later. See you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. The show just keep on getting bigger. Just keep on getting better.
How's the switchboard after you got kicked off? Is it back up and running?
Oh, yeah. I'm back. We're okay. We're
okay.
Here. I'm going to go to the person that has pushed the one, and it's 912. What's your name and where you're calling from? And you're on the Rad Reality Show. We are having an awesome show tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is Sarge from Survivor 9.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. This.
Cool.
I remember Sarge. Sarge, you were awesome. Who are you calling in for?
Yeah, Zach Faulkner asked me to call in and rap with y'all a little bit tonight on the way home.
That's awesome, and we do appreciate you. Yeah, Zach's trying to win tickets to go to Vegas to do this Vegas match that is done by Live at the Studio, and he's trying to win tickets. And now with you calling in, he's just got a step closer to it. And
awesome.
Sarge, you were
awesome.
You were awesome on your season. I will never forget it. You were one of my favorites. And what have you been doing these days since Survivor?
Well, I mean, I've been I went back to Iraq two more times and spent another 2.5 years there, and then I retired and came out to Georgia and bought me an orchard and just been chilling in down in Georgia.
Hey, we're in Georgia. I'm in Dalton area. I mean, it's close by there.
I'm about three hours from you. I'm about 35 miles west of Savannah.
Oh, that's cool. We have lots of callers today and everything, and I wanted to make sure everyone has a chance to plug anything they're doing. Are you doing anything charity-wise or anything that you want to plug or anything
Yeah, the biggest thing I'm doing is Give Kids the World out in Celebration next month on the 23rd through the 25th of July. It's basically for terminally ill kids get to go down to Disney World and Universal and just live a week of a fantasy life and just have a lot of fun, and then I do a lot of local charities here in the Savannah area for cancer patients and what have you, and homeless shelters and stuff like that.
Bless you for that, Sarge.
Zach, you want to say hey to Sarge?
Hey, Sarge. Thanks for calling in for me. It's awesome.
No problem. Hey,
Sarge, one thing I do want to ask is, make sure. Can we get a hold of you again and maybe get you on for a longer time, maybe when Survivor starts? Or, we do a show every Thursday that is driven for Survivor pretty much during the season. So I would love to – do you watch Survivor still nowadays or –
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a regular event in our house. And, we set up the TV trays and we watch Survivor. And we got our own favorites and everybody – and, of course, I've thrown plenty of things at the TV with Russell. But –
Oh, Yeah. So I got a question. You know, these guys are probably sitting there waiting for me to ask this question all night. And we've had so many survivors. We've had Rupert. And why did I think about this guy when he was on? So what did you think about Sandra? How was her gameplay this year? Did you like Sandra's gameplay? And did you think she, you know, deserved to win? Or what do you think about Sandra real quick?
Well, I mean, she deserved to win because she won. I mean, and but I mean, I think if you ask, you know, America, who won the game? I mean, Russell won the game, but he did not win because he turned on everybody, and that's basically what happens every time someone like Russell comes along. They connive, they burn people's socks, they dump their water out, and it's funny to watch them. I mean, they're just totally amusing. But I mean, Sandra played the game that Natalie played. She played the game that, you know, Parvati played. She rode on the curtails and won $1 million.
Well, the people in the chat room are really giving out a shout out too. Everyone's saying this is awesome. Thank you, Sarge. They love you, Sarge. So I wanted to make sure you give a shout out to the chat room.
Oh yeah, hey, I appreciate everybody that loves the. You know, first of all, I mean, I know we got a lot of fans out there, but you know, everybody that loves the show. I mean, the show is about the fans and about entertaining, and I mean, and I love interacting. Every time I go to an event, I run into so many people. You know, Daryl and you know, and Mike and, you know, Big Mike and all the people that love, you know, and run like Pygmy Island, you know, and they're all awesome people. And you know, without the fans, the show wouldn't be around 10 years, and we wouldn't have been able to celebrate this past January.
John, would you give us one, please?
Sarge, this is Paul. Before we let you go, we need to give a special thanks to your service.
Yep.
Oh, I appreciate
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks for your time, buddy.
When
everybody thanks me for my service, I mean, the 23 years I did in the Army, it was nothing, you know, to me. I'm a humble person, but I appreciate all the people that support the service members, because we have so many people overseas. I lost 31 friends this past time, and all the people to support, you know, when you see someone, just shake their hand. You know, you don't have to, you know, make them feel uncomfortable. Just shake their hand. I appreciate all the Americans that are truly patriotic.
Thanks so much. Well said.
Well, when we move to our next caller, and Sarge, if you ever, you know, I'm going to get a hold of you, and I'd love to get you back on. And somebody in the chat room, are you going to Vegas, or have you been contacted about going to Vegas? There's this event called the Vegas Bash. It's during September 16th, 17th, and 18th, I think.
I've never been to Vegas. I haven't, and no one's talked to me really about it. And like I said, I've never been to Vegas before. But if someone wants to contact me, you know, I'm more willing to negotiate, you know, any kind of charity event or what have you.
Yeah,
but,
it's a charity event, and I want to make sure Nikki gets your number and everything. That's why I was asking, because for somebody in the chat room, and I've been trying to do this to every caller, but it's so crazy. But thank you. I got more callers, and
okay.
I just appreciate you calling in, and have a happy 4th of July and everything.
Thank
and,
you.
And everything.
Thank you.
All right.
This is awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay,
we've had some awesome callers, and we got more to come. This is just the first. We've only had 1 hour already. And, hey, and just to let you guys know, for real quick, I'm taking notes, so don't worry about it. And, Rich, I got it covered and everything. So, 805, you're up next on the Rad Reality Show. Your name, where are you calling from, and who are you calling for?
Hey, this is Courtney from Tool Academy 3, and I am calling for Zach Faulkner.
Awesome. I love the Tool Academy. Tool Academy is like one of my favorite shows. And
all right.
And VH1 has I watched season 1 with Josh and Ashley, and season 2 and season 3. So how are you doing since Tool Academy has been going on?
Right after I got eliminated or kicked off, things were pretty crazy, you know, watching my relationship end before I was ready to, but now I'm actually in a good place and I'm actually engaged.
Well, that's awesome. You want to say hi to him, Zach?
Yeah, hey, Zach.
Thanks for calling me, and congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
I do want to ask you one thing. We are, since we've had lots of people calling in and everything, is there anything you're doing that you want to plug, or is there anything you want to, you know, talk about that, you know, you have coming up? Is there any shows you're going to try to get back on, or is there anything you're doing that you want to talk about real quick?
I'm actually looking into doing another show. Can't actually talk about the name right now, but I'm doing a couple things down in Atlantic City next month, towards the middle of next month. Come down. I'll be at the pool after dark. And also, I just want to say, if there's anybody, I don't know how wide your radio station goes, but even anybody from across the country, I'm working on doing a like charity fundraiser back from my hometown, San Luis Obispo, for my friend died. We've been friends since, oh my goodness, like kindergarten, and she died of leukemia last month. We're in June, yeah. And so her family's been left with a lot of bills because she's been fighting the cancer on and off since seventh grade, and we're 25 years old. So I'm working on putting that benefit together, and I'll give you guys more information and stuff after it gets finalized.
Yeah, I was just gonna. That's my next question. Is I would love to get you back on the show sometime when you know, like tonight is the pop-in show because these guys are trying to win tickets to go to this Vegas bash that's happening in September, like the second week of September, and the winner who wows me the most is gonna get a you know the prize and everything. But I would love to get you on for a full-time, you know. Like interview, like more of a 45-hour interview. So I would love to hook up with, you know, and get you back on. I'll get a hold of Zach, maybe get him to get a hold of you again, or I'll get a hold of you. My name is Ron Rad, and you were on the Rad Reality Show, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Courtney.
Awesome. No problem.
Yeah,
hey,
awesome.
Zach, if you win the Vegas bash, you better be taking me.
That's funny. I love it. Well, thank you, and I'll make sure he lets you know if he wins and everything. And he's really doing good tonight, so
I'm so glad.
He has a big chance.
Good.
Well, thank
great.
You. Okay,
right,
I'm going to our
night.
Next. We're going to
somebody
our next
just
room.
Take a shit.
Yeah, I was going to know who just flushed the toilet.
Dude.
I heard
no
that
way. That was great.
Okay, Let's go to the next caller. 646. 646, you're on the Rad Reality Show. And, oh, man, I've got big smiles and everything. But 646, yeah, your name and where you're calling from, and what show you're on, and who you're calling for. And I'm getting tired of saying this over again.
Hey, it's Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Islands. I'm calling
oh my
from
gosh,
New York City.
I can feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm calling for John. John Crocker, I think is how you pronounce his name. Crocker? Croker?
No, it's Alan Golden.
You wish, Alan.
What is up, Billy? You know what? I really tried to get you, but I've got to give it to my man, John, because he has just been pulling him in today. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Keeping myself busy as always. Always got something on the burner, always doing something. But it's hot as heck here in New York City, so I'm about to fall out.
Hey, Billy, you know, one thing, I saw the trailer for the new movie coming out, and I am excited to see it. Have you got any updates real quick about the movie?
Yeah, it's coming out at the end of August, the beginning of September. And the movie's called The Infernal Room, for those who haven't heard yet. And if you saw the trailer, then you saw one of my favorite scenes in the trailer, and that's when Leah Batar pulls out the flask from her little garter belt from under her dress. Totally cool scene.
No, I'm just waiting for that one because there's going to be boobies in that, and I have seen the ones that are going to be the boobies of, and I'm excited to see that. Are you going to Vegas with us? I think we talked about this when you were on the show just like a couple weeks ago. Are you going to Vegas? Have they contacted you to go to Vegas?
I have no idea. I've got so many events lined up that I basically a week before is when I'm like, oh, okay, I'm heading to Catalina Island. Oh, okay, I'm heading to Orlando. That's basically how
That's
it's
awesome.
Going for me. So I don't know. I got to look at my calendar to see if I did book Vegas. But if you got
people involved, sell some of your shirts.
What was that? You got to show up there and sell some of your shirts.
Yeah. get that shirt out there, yeah.
There you go.
Well, John, you want to say hey to Billy?
Hey, Billy. Thank you for calling in for me. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. You can thank Mike Holman from Jackass. He's actually the one who got me on the phone. He was like, you know what, man? You got to do me a solid. Get on the phone.
Well, I would like to hear him. Where is he at?
He's somewhere.
Yeah. He's lurking somewhere.
Lurking around.
Okay. I might have to find him. Well, Billy, I know you're a great guy and everything, so thank you. And you're always welcome to the show because you kind of been one of my favorites calling in all the time. You brought me some hotties last time, so you were definitely I just appreciate you. Really good. Thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you next time.
But take care.
Take care.
Later.
Okay, Billy's gone, and the hits keep on rolling. You're on the Rad Reality Show, and this is the show tonight that I don't know if I've ever had a bigger show than this. And anybody that's not listening to the show, you guys are missing a. I've lost track.
Ron,
what, John?
I think, John. I think I claim points for the toilet.
I'm giving 10 for that. That was great.
And guys, I'm working my way through this list. I see at least 3 people that made me want to still talk. And if you're listening in the chat room, just know, I'm sorry, we'll get everyone that you've heard, I'm going to contact them as soon as possible, and we'll get them on the show, and
we'll
hook you guys up for a full-time interview. And you guys can call in and talk to your favorite stars. But I'm going to go to the next one. Make sure you push 1 if you want to talk to the host, because there's many people are listening to the show. Okay, I got to breathe. 951, you're up next. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, is this Ron?
I think my name is Ron. I'm losing control. And I know
Hi.
Who you are. This is Jillian.
This is Jillian.
I knew you. I got this one right.
You got to get the accent right. You know who's going when I sound
Rupert.
Like this.
Yeah. You and Rupert was easy to tell. I had Rupert. Rupert called in tonight, and I knew his voice. You know what I mean?
Jillian, you are such a sweetheart for calling in for me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Is this Zach?
Wait. No way.
I'm trying to steal it.
Are you trying to steal it? Zach approached me and said, could I call for him? So I'm calling for Zach. Hey, Zach, out there. I hope you're listening.
Zach's on the phone line. Zach, say hey.
Hey, Gillian. Thanks for calling in for me.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry, I nearly missed it. I've just been out doing 2 promos and flew home. And my husband's name is Ron upstairs. So when I said, hey, Ron, he yells from upstairs saying, yeah, what? Sorry.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You still got plenty of time. We had the show going for another 30 minutes. The phone line's been crazy tonight. I've been trying to pick them up fast. You know, we've had Bob and Susie, Susie from Gabon. We've had Rupert. We've had Michael.
Contestants, Jillian. Hi, Jillian. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, I guess it's tonight.
Thanks,
you guys are 3
hours
so ahead
much
of me.
For taking your time and calling in.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I told Zach I'd call, and I was just out doing promos because I'm doing a huge reality rally next year. So I was out talking to 2 groups about it and flew back in so I could make the call. Yeah, I'm going to be telling you guys all about what I'm doing. I've got to get to you and tell you more because it's going to be absolutely amazing.
You know, you're always welcome here. Just like I was telling Billy a few minutes ago, you know, you two have really – you guys really support. And we had Tracy call back in tonight. And we've had so many. You know, Jillian, you're always welcome to the show when you have something to plug and everything.
Great.
So I can't
wait
to hear the promos.
Back with it.
So I'm going to move to our next caller.
Okay,
and
great.
I need a breather too.
Thank you, Jillian,
thank you
for calling in and supporting Zach.
You're quite welcome.
No, we appreciate it too.
Okay. Bye.
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 Okay. Guys. If you are on hold and you haven't pushed 1 and you need to talk to the hosts, push 1, please. I'm going to go ahead and try to pick some of these people that haven't pushed 1. Oh, we got another one. Let's do it. Let's do the next caller. 512. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm calling for, well, Zach told me to call. This is Kellyanne.
Ah, and your claim to fame is something on MTV, right?
Yes, sir. Real World Sydney and the Challenges.
That's right. So you were on the Challenges too. So so on Real World, you were on Sydney,
yes.
And so what was how's life after Real World? Are you still known? Do people still come up to you and say,
yeah.
Hey, yeah?
Yeah, they do. But I mean, I did the Sydney Real World almost 3 years ago, and since then I've done two more shows. So, I mean, I guess I'm kind of asking for it if I'm going to keep coming on TV, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Zach, you want to say hey to her?
Yes, hey, Kellyanne. Thanks for calling in. It means a lot to me.
You're welcome. I would have called earlier. I just left the gym.
Yeah.
You know, we've had so many. I know there's some people that are probably going to be they've been trying to get through and everything. We've had so many calls, and I do appreciate you calling in. And I would love to get you back on the show one time and everything, because for like a full interview, maybe Zach can get a hold of you. But, you know, that was one thing I really
You're on, Kath. Could I ask a quick question?
Yeah, Zach, go for it. We got time.
Kellyanne, do you know if we can be looking forward to seeing you on any upcoming challenges in the near future?
Good question.
In the near future, I have declined some requests there. I plan on probably doing one more, though. We'll see.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? I don't know how much people from my show listens, maybe watch, like, the challenge and everything. Can you explain more about the challenge to the people
that are
listening for the first time?
Yeah.
To somebody?
Well, the first people do the Real World, and they used to have this show called The Road Rules. And after that, they kind of just throw a bunch of these people from these two different shows together to compete. And we have about, you know, it depends on the show, that can be between 10 to, like, 30 people, depending on what show it is. And you guys go into a house. And with very extreme personalities, and you guys for money, and they have you do crazy stuff, and a lot of it's politics, and a lot of it's physical, and it's a pretty crazy time. They throw in alcohol, and they take away TV, and you can't even read anything. So, it definitely has people on their toes, and it's pretty entertaining to watch.
Kellyanne,
is
it like an elimination type of thing that you whittle down to the winner?
It depends on the show, but yeah, there are sometimes eliminations, and sometimes it's like people kind of throw in certain people, and then you got to kind of fight for your spot, and you know, it's kind of usually how it works out. So.
Now I got one more, and then we're gonna probably say goodbye and everything. But have you ever tried out for something like Big Brother or Survivor, or is that something you ever really wanted to do, like more than just MTV and stuff like that?
No, I only tried out for the Real World, and honestly, I didn't think I wanted to do that. So I think, as far as reality goes, unless it's for, like, an outdoorsy, adventurous animal-saving thing, I think I'm okay on that.
Well, that's a cool – I was just wondering that question when I was sitting here listening to you. Are you doing anything you want to plug before you leave?
I'm going to be there in September for the reality battle.
Oh, you are going to be there? Okay, yeah.
So.
That's awesome. I'll be there too, and I can't wait to meet you. And like I said, I'm going to get a hold of you, and we'll get you back on for a longer visit, because tonight's been popping night.
No, that's awesome.
These guys
congratulations.
Are winning,
and
they're trying to win tickets to get out there. Or Zach already has his ticket, so he's – are you going to be part of the Hawks and Heifer part too? Are you going to go to the Sunday part of it?
I am not sure. I might be.
You're not sure yet?
Okay. I'm not sure.
I throw you a curveball there?
You did.
Okay. Well, we'll see you out of Vegas if we don't get you back on before then. And thank
Sounds
you.
Great. Yeah, not a problem. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Kellyanne.
And just because if you guys don't know, Kelly is really hot. Just to let you know. I looked up pictures of her. She's hot.
Yep.
Very hot.
All right, okay. I'm going to make the announcement again that Ron has. In case you're a guest and you haven't pressed one, if you think you've pressed one, press it again and see if it says you're off or you're on. So anyway, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, because the phone line, we do got a couple people still sitting there listening. Okay, 908, you're up on the Rad Reality Show, and what a crazy night. You want to join
hello?
This crazy party with us?
Hello?
Hello, you're here, 908.
Hey, man.
What's up, man? No, no problem. So what's your name, and what's your claim to fame?
My name's John Fincher. I was on the Real World Samoa, or Survivor, I'm sorry. I got the Real World girl stuck in my head.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. You have me laughing here. I was like, I don't remember that one. Okay, say that again this time and do it correctly. No, just joking.
Okay, yeah,
so
this
John
is John Fincher from Survivor, yeah.
So,
Yeah, I just want to say real quick that that Kellyanne girl, I just looked up pictures of her on Google. Oh, my God, I would fuck her in the ass so fucking badly.
I like this guy.
Great. Extra points for whoever he's calling for.
Hey, John, who are you calling for, first of all?
I don't know. I'm just calling in. Say Alan. You're calling for Alan.
You don't have a person that you're calling in for?
No. Alan.
Oh, Zach.
Yeah.
So you're not calling
in
for Zach?
I'm just calling in because I... What? No. I don't even know what this is. I'm just calling in so I can say fucking nigger and fuck that girl in the ass on the radio.
Okay. That's cool. Thank you for calling in.
Wow.
Okay.
We're
12-year-olds. Was that a real one?
No.
I'm 12-year-old.
Okay.
That you know, it was funny at first, but the whole racist thing, that wasn't cool at all.
No,
yeah,
it was.
When he went, I love that one. When
get back on the
one.
Happy trail, huh?
I really hope that wasn't the real John. Hopefully that's just someone posing as him, because that would not be good acceptance.
Hey,
no.
Did you have items, Zach?
I did not.
Alan, did you invite John?
No. And
okay.
Yeah, if John really called in, he wouldn't do something like that. That was so uncool.
I got his phone number, so I'll call him back, and maybe we can harass some guys. What do you guys think about that?
Why don't you just give me his phone number?
That sounds good. If they're listening to us, okay, that's cool. Let's go to another person just in case they're just listening and just make sure. Oh, wait, now we got an unknown person. Let's bring that up next. The unknown number, your turn. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
What is a Rad Reality Show?
It's a talk show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mike Holman. I had gotten a plug earlier from my friend Billy Garcia.
So you're calling in for John, ain't you?
I am. He is quite the sexy man. He has kidnapped my dog. I can't get my dog back unless I call in for him.
So what is your claim to fame? And I already know because Billy told us, but let's tell everyone.
I did a silly little show when I was a young man called Jackass. It's been off the air for a few years now, and I'm getting quite older, but that's what I... This is my claim to fame.
I love Jackass. Jackass is one of my favorite shows. Are you doing anything since Jackass? Are you doing anything crazy?
You know, I took a huge break. I didn't do anything for like 9 years or so, and I've just started doing movies and shows again. I'm doing a movie right now called Mountain Mafia with it actually has Rupert in it. It's got Mike Jones, the rapper, the Yin Yang Twins, wrestler Al Snow. Huh. So it's going to be a pretty odd movie, if you can imagine all of those people combined into one movie.
And how do you know Billy Garcia? I mean, are you hanging with Billy right now, or are you doing something with Billy?
I'm actually in the great state of Kentucky right now. Billy, I met at a reality show convention
probably 10 years ago. It was one of the worst conventions we'd ever had. It's like they had some of the biggest stars in reality show, and six people showed up to see us.
That's so awesome. Hey, you know, John's trying to win tickets to go see, go out to Vegas to the I was going to say the Rad Reality Show Bash, but it's no, it's the Vegas Bash, who's put on by the BB Hour live at the studio. I bet they would love to have you out there and be part of that. That would be, I bet, a good honor for them to bring you out there. We should try to get you hooked up with that. Would you be interested
in
going
there? I would love to go. I would love to go to that.
Hey, you know what? You know, I love Jackass so much. So do you still stay in contact with the people like Johnny Knoxville and
Kenny
I'm trying to remember the and the little what was the other guy?
Jason. Man, right. You know, a lot of us have went our separate ways. We haven't talked much since then. Wee Man and I did an appearance together a few years ago.
Yeah, Wee Man.
Actually, last year. But, you know, the rest of us, we talk occasionally. But once you do things like we did on the show, you just want to forget about that time in your life, and you want to forget about the people you did it with. It's like an ex-girlfriend. You just move on.
Yeah, that's I can understand. And I have another question real quick for you. What was the most craziest thing you did on Jackass that you will never, you would always remember? And did you get hurt really bad when you did it?
The thing I did is the wildest thing, I guess you would say, that it will never be shown on TV, was I actually stole an ambulance, and we had a joyride in an ambulance for a few hours.
Oh, that is awesome.
It was the greatest ever.
I remember one of my favorite ones was when you guys all got into the limousine and everything. That was hilarious. Or when you guys go into the bathroom at the tool shop, you know, at the tool player.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I believe it was Deco that did that, right?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm sitting here in awe. We've had so many people on tonight and everything.
Mike?
So.
Mike?
Yeah. Yes.
There is a person in our chat room who said that her name's Lisa. She met you in Nashville, and she says, and you have the most beautiful eyes. So you might want to give a shout-out to Lisa.
I remember Lisa. Lisa has something that's really beautiful, too. It's not her eyes. I'm not going to go into details on that.
Do you know Krista, then? Segal from Big Brother?
I do. I have some interesting stories about Miss Segal from Big Brother.
Oh, you gotta spill it. She's already told me I'm supposed to get naked on when we're out in Vegas. You need to get a hold of her. She's the one that's part of the Vegas thing. And tell us a story about Krista.
Well, I'm not gonna go into too much detail. I'll just say that there was a tape made at Nashville, and everybody that was there knows what I'm talking about. And I wished I could have gotten a hold of that tape before she destroyed it. But it was very...
Was Howie involved in it? Was Howie in it? And Johnny Fairplay?
Johnny Fairplay was involved. I don't know
Howie,
but I know another Survivor celebrity was involved in this.
Okay, yeah. Howie's from Big Brother, and then I think Howie and James Ryan was there in Nashville,
Howie.
If I remember.
Howie's is he that guy that talks all the time?
Yeah.
Yep,
I'll play it for Howie. I'll play a clip for Howie. You'll remember when you hear Howie voice, okay? You ready?
Okay.
This is Big Brother All-Star Howie, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with Big Ron.
Oh,
I'm
pretty convinced he paid a kid to walk around and tell everybody who he was down there. It was pretty funny.
Hey, Mike, can you
do
me a favor?
Great.
I had to take a moment. And because you are probably one of the biggest people that have ever been on my show, especially in reality-wise, you know, because Jackass is the king of reality. Can you do a plug for my show real quick and say, hey, this is Mike from Jackass. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show. Can you do that real quick for me, please?
I'll do anything for you, sir. Just tell me when.
Now, starting now.
Hi, this is Mike Holman from the wonderful television show Jackass. You're listening to Rad Reality, one of the greatest shows ever made, I promise.
I love it. Hey, Mike, I'd love to get you on the show again sometime, maybe a little longer time, where we can really sit down and just, like, hash off some of the old Jackass stuff and everything.
Anytime,
I would love to get you. So I'll have to get a hold of John. Maybe he can hook you up with me and everything. So thank you.
Appreciate calling in, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
John,
actually set something up with that Kellyanne girl because I also want to do bad things to her, apparently.
Oh, we all do. Don't you wish? Yeah,
no,
hey,
Ron,
that's awesome.
Ron,
that's awesome. Thank you.
Ron, the way this is going, I'll probably never be able to get Kellyanne to call in again.
I'm sorry.
You should call her right now.
I bet she's flattered. I bet she's flattered, actually. I bet she's loving this, if she's listening. Sorry, Kelly.
Get her back on the phone. I'll turn this into the Howard Stern Show really fast.
Oh, hey. No, hey, you want to hear? Hey, you ever heard of Cowboy from Big Brother?
No.
Oh, no.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, you want to hear what Cowboy... Hey, this is Cowboy. I want to play this for you because we got time, and I don't think I have anybody else coming up real quick. I want to hear what you think about this. What do you think?
What's
this,
going
this is a
on
Big Brother
out
guy
there, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, no.
What's up, baby girl?
Hello, Mr. Cowboy.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Y'all got to hear me out. It sounds like y'all are having a party, so I got to tell you what I'm going through tonight. So I'm home alone. So I took myself out on a date. I bought myself a drink. I'm going to take a hot bath, and I might even take care of myself. It's a great night in the neighborhood.
So that was Cowboy one night. He called in and to the show. So you're going to have to do that one night for us. Maybe you can talk about Kelly that night.
I can, but that guy sounds like he's crazy.
Alan, what do you think about that? Alan,
he is very crazy.
I'm a little
worried.
Yeah,
we love Cowboy. I just had to bring it. But Mike, thank you for calling in, and you rock. You really do rock.
Time, guys. Anytime. Hopefully, we'll get to talk again soon.
Thank you, Mike.
I'd love to.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, John. I'm about ready to kill you over there because you're making this harder than I. Because this is it's going to be a hard competition now. I'm going to have to listen to this whole show. Zach, Alan, Panther, I know you're there still listening. And Vicky, y'all rocking it. God, I'm going to have to sit down and I'm going to have to think about it. And Paul, you're going to have to help me, buddy.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll try.
I mean, somebody is going to have to help me on this one.
Yep,
I might have
I
to
agree.
Take it out to the – I might have to give you guys – Maybe you guys.
I want to give.
We got a caller though. Let me bring the caller up and then say it. Let's do this first because I don't want to put 205. You're on the Rad Reality Show and it's been a crazy night already. You want to add to the craziness here?
Hello, Ron.
Yes, I know
hey,
this
Ron,
voice.
Hey, Ron. It's Jack Owens in Birmingham.
We got somebody that's probably more. We've had some crazy people call in
Jack.
And Jack,
hey,
thank you for. So, Jack, who did you call in for?
I called in for Zach, and I want to apologize. I'm not home. I'm on my cell phone because I had an emergency to take care of tonight. But otherwise I'd call you from my home phone number. Can you hear me? Okay.
We hear you. Yeah, great. And Jack, you've been on the show before, and we appreciate you calling in, and I want you to come back. I was planning to actually invite you back for the Big Brother, stuff that's coming up. You ready for Big Brother to start?
You know, I am really. It's my favorite reality show, obviously, and I love the show and anticipation of what's going on. I'm like you guys. I can't wait to see what's going to unfold.
And Jack, we actually had June on last night. Popped in.
Eric was on too. Oh,
June is wonderful, isn't she?
Yes,
she is. And actually, it was awesome. And actually, what I was thinking, we had Erica on last night too. And I would love to get you and June on one time, and maybe because we're going to try to get June, and maybe you call in and surprise her. Actually, that was one thing I mentioned to somebody. I said if June calls in, we should get Jack to call in. But Jack, I'm so glad you called in. We got more calls, and we only got a few more minutes left. But thank you for calling in for Zach.
Hey, Jack, thanks for calling. Hope early everything goes okay with your emergency.
Yeah,
you're welcome,
yeah,
Zach. I'll fill you in, Zach, on Facebook. I had to deal with something tonight.
Zach, do you want to say hey? That was Alan, actually. But, Zach, do you want to say
sorry.
No,
oh, yeah, hey, Jack. You know, I hope everything turned out well, and, you know, thanks for making it. And
yeah, you're welcome, Zach. I'll tell you what happened on Facebook.
All right,
And Jack, we just how's the book going? Is the book going good?
Yes, yes, it is. I enjoy being an author, and I want to thank everyone who's bought the book. I've gotten a lot of support and letters from Big Brother people who liked the humor. And, Ron, anytime you have June or Eric on, let me know. I'd love to be on the show with them.
Okay, and I know I need to get a hold of you anyways because I was going to try to hook you up with Sheila from Big Brother 9. She wants to write a book, and I thought maybe you can help her out, get it maybe
yes.
started. So thank you, Jack.
Yes,
and I need
to move on
to
thank
the next
you.
Caller.
Thank you, Ron. Right, bye-bye.
Okay, Jack, I love Jack. Zach, that was a cool one. Let's go to our next caller. 914, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Yo, it's your boy, Matt Sesto from the Willows.
Okay,
wow.
That was just dumb.
I think the next one's
going
to be the same way. I have a feeling the next one's
going to be. What was that?
Yeah, that, I don't care.
That was
cool.
Some dumbass trying to call in and be funny.
Yeah, that's cool, though. I like that. 914, you want to call in and do it, too? Or 914, you're up now, the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello, am I on the air?
You're
no.
on the air.
I can't hear you. Speak into the mic louder.
That's funny.
No, seriously, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Turn your hearing aid up. Check the battery.
What is a battery?
The thing that you put in your...
In my butt?
Well, if that's where you want to put it.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm trying to get them off. I love this.
Wow.
Now we're getting all the crazy people. That's cool, though. I mean, we've had some cool callers. 610, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, this is actually Toasty from Flavor of Love.
Ah.
Wow, holy shit. You're talking about hot. This chick's mad hot. Mad hot.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm calling in for a contestant named Zach.
Ah.
He asked me to call in because I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he told me about your little contest. So I'm just showing some support.
You know what? Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, I was just saying thanks for calling in and supporting Zach. Zach, did you want to say hi?
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much. Anyway, thanks for calling, Toast. You're one of my favorites, and like someone else said, you're one of the most beautiful women to ever be on TV, so thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I was so scared I wouldn't make it in time because I just couldn't find your phone number, but I found it in time, I hope.
Yeah, you got plenty of time, and I was just going to say I would love to get a hold of you again and get you back on for a longer interview where we can really sit down and really talk about the time on the reality. Are you doing anything since reality? Are you doing anything with reality still? Or
right now, this summer, I'm booked for a lot of appearances. If you'd like to contact – if anyone out there wants to contact me to host a party or anything, they can email bookingvh1toasty@gmail.com, and Toasty has two E's in it. Some people think there's three, but there's two. And so I'm just doing a lot of parties this summer. I don't know about any more shows. We'll see. I mean, VH1 kind of fell off, but...
yeah, what happened to VH1?
I think Megan was the cause of the end of it all. Once her show went on and that whole murderer guy...
Megan, one of my close friends, Corey Leanne, she was on Rock of Love, too. She had good, great words for Megan.
people like her, but.
Yeah. So it's all good. Toasty, it's great to have you called in. And
I'd love to do an interview. I could call this number sometime and set something up.
Yeah. Don't call this one. We'll get a hold of you on Facebook. I'll either get Zach to get a hold of you, or my name is Ron Rad, and I'll suggest me as a friend, and I'll put myself in. as a friend and everything. We'll talk. And,
cool. And I'm on Facebook. My name's Jennifer Toff, T-O-O-F, on Facebook. I have a fan page you can join, or you can, just add me as a friend.
That's cool.
You're the shit. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, guys.
That's
good
awesome.
Luck back.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
you,
so
guys. No problem. Bye.
Okay.
That girl is super hot.
She is.
Really?
I broke down crying the day that she got a boyfriend. I don't know if you guys heard she got a boyfriend. I broke down crying.
Okay, let's go to the next one. I think this is going to be another 914.
Yo, what's up, Rad Reality? Oh, shit, I pooped myself. Dirty niggers.
Hey, you know what, dude? You know, I love when you call in because, I'm into that kind of calls, so that's cool. 207, are you trying to call in to the show? 207. Okay, they must be listening.
No, it's me, Ron.
Oh, John, you must get kicked off.
I had to call back in because the other one died, so.
Oh, okay. I was like, 207. I know that number from somewhere. Okay. No more 914 numbers is going to be picked up. I wonder if John or Paul, I know you've got Mr. Google over there. What is 914 area code?
York.
I mean, where is it? Where is that coming from?
New York?
Yeah, so maybe. I really got
New York City. Get a
I know.
I've
had some goofy calls like that before, and tonight, it just brings the show even better because they're having, fun and everything, and they think they're bothering me, but they don't. because this is the Alan show anyways, so, I mean, it doesn't matter.
This is the Al Reality show.
Actually, Ron.
And Mike is in the chat room, guys.
Right on.
That's awesome.
Big shout out for Mike.
914 is from Yonkers.
Wait, say that again.
It's from New York City in the borough Yonkers.
Wow, cool. I should have been writing down their phone number because then we could call them up and do that to them. Because, that's one thing I do. I do get if you guys. Okay, this is cool. Okay, sorry. I made a stupid profile for that yellow cake. Oh, that's a fake, I bet you. I wonder if that's a fake. I bet that's a fake. Okay, so there's some couple people that are sitting there. Let me go just double check, just in case. 203, are you somebody that's calling in for a guest? Okay, I guess not.
That just wow, I like the breathing hard.
Yeah, I just want to make sure while I have a moment, because I think I do have a moment, I do want to apologize to one person that did tell me, they told one of the contestants, I'm joking, okay, but I wanted to apologize to Lydia for not picking up yesterday. Lydia must have tried to call in, and the phone lines get so crazy at times. And I know tonight, if you guys, just to let you guys, Zach, Alan, Panther, and John, if you guys get anybody that says, hey, I tried to call in and everything for you, and, you didn't pick up, just tell them sorry. And try to get them to come out on Thursday.
Well, Julie Chen called in last night, but you hung up on her.
Who did?
I get points for that.
I'll give you 10 points, John.
Thank you.
Wait, who did I hang up on?
Julie
Chen.
Chen bot.
Oh, did I really?
No.
Yep.
No.
You hung up on
I read something on a person's Facebook tonight. Or yesterday, or today sometime, and I'm shocked about somebody not... I want to hear somebody's opinion about Julie Chen, and we won't say who it is, but I'm looking forward to that. I wonder what this number is. There's this number that's been on the phone line, and I want to pick them up one more time. It's 000. So 000, Are you blocking your call and you've been trying to get in? Okay, I just want to double check because people.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if I had blocked my phone, I might forget that I had that service on there. And
yeah, but usually they go 111.
Oh!
I mean, I'm a little shocked about this number. So this person, I don't know.
Luffy Scop or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. No, usually the Skype is, hey, Mike, if you want to call in, we only got 5 minutes, though. I am sorry that I...
Mike ain't calling in. That's fake.
I've already said that once. And he
I'm just trying to get him to call in. I want to talk some more about Jackass. That dude's funny.
I know. I can't wait. I want him on for a full show. Definitely a full show.
Oh, yeah.
Possible.
Still the ambulance. You know,
on that one.
That Still the ambulance is classic. You know, even me in the profession I am, I think that's funny. I would be a mad mofo if somebody stole my patrol car. But you know what? That was, you know.
But, you know, I just had a great show, and I'm not even going to try to recap this tonight. Tonight
I will give you a rough count. I think it's up to at least 25.
Woohoo! Doo-doo! We've done it. My goal was to get 25 people within the two nights, and we did it, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That was tonight alone.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And we do have more Panther. Panther, are you there to talk, able to talk? Panther, are you listening? Panther. Okay, Panther must be sleeping on her phone line.
She could be on a delay or something, too, and not listening to her phone right now. So we'll give her a little time to get on. But
we got another caller. We got another caller real quick. So let's bring up another caller. Maybe we can get somebody. 417. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hopefully it's not the little kid. I think that was 417 earlier.
Hey, 417, you want to talk to us? We got a guest on our show tonight. We got John, the prop man.
What?
Okay, I did want to ask Panther a question. So she must just be listening on the phone because I did see she kicked the one and everything. But I believe we definitely will have to open up the show. We're going to have some soap opera characters to open up the show on Thursday, and probably around 10 o'clock, maybe a little bit before then, we'll probably get more calls like we're doing tonight to just because everyone get a chance to maybe try to pick up the last minute points. And we'll do a two-hour show, and because I'm having so fun. But after that, it's done. No more after Thursday. And we'll announce it. Maybe we'll announce it Saturday on Nikki's show. Because, Nikki, I do want to say thank you, Nikki. What?
I was laughing about me and John going back and forth in the chat room.
Chat room.
Oh, okay. But we only got 1 minute left. And we'll cut it off now and come back Thursday. It's going to be 9 o'clock. Don't forget, it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. We're moving it to 9 for Big Brother. And I do want you – okay, who flushed the toilet this time?
Rocker!
Hey, I do want to know – wait, I got a serious question real quick. Go and if you haven't bought the raffle tickets – you know, because tonight we had 25 callers. We broke the record. It's a two-for-one deal tonight. Till tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., or no, let's make it that, 6 a.m. If you can do it tonight, get 2-for-1, and you can maybe win Jeff and Jordan raffle tickets. So, 2-for-1 raffle tickets for the Jeff and Jordan autograph shirt.
Alan,
what?
I don't think you're flushing. You're douching, man.
But hey, this is amazing.
I love you, Ron.
Guys, this is an amazing show. I am so excited, and I totally hoping Paul took good notes because I totally I lost track of who called in for who. All I know is we had Rupert, I can't even remember. We had Mike Holm from
Jackass. And Ron, I was supposed to take notes.
I love Mike. He's in the chat room. You guys, 14 female from Kentucky. Yeah. You guys, after the show, we're going to go a little bit over. I want to talk to the contestants who was up here and able to talk and just really get their opinion real quick of the tonight show and everything. But we'll wait till we'll wait till afterwards. And I don't know. Hey, Alan, I don't know if you can top this. Can you top this? Do you think you can top
this?